Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
But I had a thought this morning when I was when we were talking about American Idol. And Janae Castine, 17 years old, makes a really bold decision with her mom that she's moving out to California. I mean, that's a bold decision right there.
Right.
She knew she was in the finals of American Idol, at least the final 32. She's like, you know what? Let's move out there, and I think I'm going to win this thing, and we'll stay in California after I win it. Well, she loses, and she's 3 months into being in California, and now she's got to move back to Lawrenceville. So I want to know from you guys, what is the quickest move home you ever made? Like, you made a tough decision. I am moving up to New York City, and I'm going to follow my dream to be on Broadway. And you got to New York, and the city just ran too fast for you, or for whatever reason. Like, within a week, you're like, oh, boy, I better get back to Conyers.
I don't have a story like that. My brother does, though, but it wasn't really his decision. He decided that he was going to move to San Diego. He was going to make a change. He got a job in San Diego, and he was going to drive across country. He's never done that before. So he got in the car, and he drove across country. This is a long time ago before the whole cell phone thing. He got out there, and they said, oh, you know what? I know we offered you the job, but in the time it took you to get out here, which was, you know, he took his time, so a few days or whatever, and the job, they folded the job. They took it back.
Oh, no.
So he had to turn around and come back
right
to Nashville.
Back. Yeah. Oh, 404-741-1005.
Did or drive back home.
I bet. And that's a long time.
Yeah. With, and like, you know what? It feels like 4 months. It feels like, you know, 4 days going out, yeah. 4 months coming home.
Right.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought I was going to be really brave and go to Georgia Southern, and I've lived in Lilburn all my entire life, and got there, stayed there one night, couldn't stand the person I was going to be roommates with, and packed up and left the next day.
One night?
Overnight.
One night, and that was it?
That was it. Well, couldn't do it.
One night in Statesboro, that'll do it.
Yeah, that wasn't really a happening place.
That doesn't sound like it. All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
And Krista, good morning. You're on all the hits,
Q100. Hi, how are y'all doing?
Okay, thank you.
The quickest I moved back home was less than a month. I moved an hour and a half away for a guy that I just met who is now my husband. But I came back in less than a month because I missed my daddy and I missed my job. And he came with me and I were made.
Oh, you're kidding. So it turned out okay even though you moved back home.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Like, Geller is in this kind of situation right now, our night guy, who does nights on all the hits Q100. He just moved his girlfriend out from Salt Lake City. And they, I mean, this is, if I was an odds maker, her being 19 and he's 25, he's got his first gig in a big-time radio market. She's coming out here to live with him. Who knows what could happen? I mean, she could be calling the next time we do this. I lived this very same story with this girl I brought out to Washington, D.C. from California, and within 3 months, she was on a plane back or whatever to California.
Was it only 3 months?
I can't even really remember exactly what the timetable was on it. It might have been a little longer than that, maybe 6 months.
You know, much like Melissa has her frustration with her friends who got married, and then the wedding ended after 6 months. Like,
oh,
she cheated
on 3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
So what happens if you're, you know, leaving for the big job? So they throw you the big old going away party, and they have the big old, you know, festivities, and mm-hmm. everybody's meeting at the bar, and it's a big throwdown, and then you leave, and 6 weeks later you're back. Like, is that long?
Do you ask for gifts back?
That was the frustrating thing. Yeah, the 3 months of the wedding thing. I want my plate back.
Not gifts, because I don't know if you give gifts for a going away party, but like, do you get a welcome home party?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Or do you just kind
of... I failed miserably party?
Yeah.
I got scared to death party?
Yeah. I have no spine party?
Good morning, Reggie. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, I actually graduated from Georgia State and just decided that I wanted to live in Seattle. So I packed up everything, moved, got an apartment on the fax, just done everything, drove out that week. Decided that the city's pretty, but it was too drab and rainy, and 3 weeks later, packed up everything and drove all the way back. So it's the same scene. Everybody threw a big party and had all that stuff. So I got back in, just got back to Atlanta. So I wasted two weeks driving and 3 weeks in Seattle.
Wow. And then just turned around. Well, you know what? I mean, hats off for you for trying.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
do you
it's
ever
scary,
know?
But
like, I'm sorry. Do you ever know that, like, you've actually given it a try? Like, the girl who went to Statesboro for one night. Like, you can't feel like you really tried going to college.
Right.
Like, or you can't, I don't even think, like, 2 weeks in Seattle. What did he say? 2 or 3 weeks in Seattle?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's really given it a chance. I felt like when I moved to Atlanta, it took me 9 months to have a clue where I was even driving in this city.
That's what my theory is, too. Like, I've gone from San Diego to D.C., D.C., Dallas, Dallas, Atlanta. And it's always taken me about a year to know if I really like a city or not. Because the first year, you're just so sketched out. Everything is a hassle because you don't know where anything is. And everything, and you start thinking about home, and everything is so easy back at the place you were from. That,
well, it's because it's familiar.
Yeah, right.
Well, and I think, you know, also, especially if you move by yourself, like you wear it out because you don't have any friends there.
Yeah.
The first night in a new place, in a new city, is the worst night you'll ever spend in that city. And you got to push through it. Like, you know, my friend just moved up to Boston, and there's been many phone calls, you know, like, but as a friend, you have to encourage them to stay there.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's okay. That's, you so miss scary. Us, but you're going to make it, you know, a whole new ton of friends where you are. You just got to give it time.
I remember leaving San Diego for Washington, D.C., and I love everything about San Diego, man. That I just love it there. But it was a business decision to leave to go to Washington, D.C. And I think I was like, I don't know, 23, 22 at the time, and I'm driving across country. And the first night of my trip, I end up in a little town in New Mexico called Gallup, New Mexico, in some Motel 6. And it's about 11:30 or midnight at night, and I've been driving 12 straight hours. And I remember lying in that hotel room in the dark, bawling, because it was the first time in my life I really felt all alone. Like, I had no support system at all. I was away from what I really loved, and I'm in this hotel room, and I'm just crying and crying because I'm so scared of what lies ahead.
But that's, you got to go through that, though.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go back to the days when I can't wait to move out of my parents' house. I can't wait till nobody tells me what to do. Well, guess what? When that happens, that's a huge transition,
it's,
you know?
Scary.
Hey, Amy, you're on All the Hits, Q100.
Hey, I moved out to San Francisco to move in with a childhood friend that I hadn't seen since I was 12, but we had stayed in touch for, you know, 12 years. And she made it sound like she was making all this money working at a club and everything, and I need to come out there and move in with her. And so I sold everything I had, and everybody threw me a good goodbye party and everything. I get out there. She lives in a roach-infested slum. And turned out she was a call girl. I didn't have any money to, like, get back, so I bought a bus ticket and took the bus from San Francisco all the way back here to Atlanta.
Oh, God.
What a story you have to tell.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Hey, you got to try it.
I almost didn't make it in Atlanta because when I came up here from Miami, I was 22 years old, and I got the job offer from the station manager, and he said, you know, I want you to be in radio. So I moved everything. I mean, I had my little car, had like 3 boxes. That was all I owned at 22. I had nothing. Came up here, and I auditioned for the station, and the program director hated me. He goes, you are horrible. There's no way I'm putting you on my radio station. So I go, oh, my God, I just left my whole life. My friends threw me a big going-away party. So I said, well, I'll get a job and stay up here for a little while. I got a job at Kroger for one day, and I went home during lunch. It was a Kroger. I lived right across the street, and the manager goes, hey, I know you live right across the street. Why don't you go home and get lunch, come back for your second shift? I go, okay. While I went home for lunch, I played the answer machine, and it was the program director at the time going, all right, we're going to give you a shot. You'll start next Monday.
Wow, what a lucky break.
I was all ready to just work at Kroger, make a little bit of money, then just go back to Miami. Wow.
You know, now that you're telling that story, I'll relay this, that when I left San Diego and I was going to D.C., and I'm telling my parents I'm going to D.C., I told them I was going to be on the air, and I was part of a big morning show out in Washington, D.C., because I was trying to get their support for leaving San Diego. And I didn't even have a job really lined up when I was out there. I had a job at the station, but it was as a receptionist for the sales department.
Oh my God, it wasn't
even on the morning show. But I figured if I was in the building, I could make something happen, and I could end up on the morning show. And I never even told my parents that when I left San Diego.
Wow.
Luckily, I ended up on the morning show, and we are where we are today. But, I mean, that could have failed absolutely miserably.
When his dad discovered that lie, it's when he stopped speaking to him.
That was the fourth time he stopped speaking to him.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.